We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, everybody. It's Elisa Starr. Today is January 7th, the day after the coup in our nation's capital, the violent one, although I have been calling the coup that Trump has been trying to do since the election, slow, stupid coup. Why is everything so rhymey? It's so creepy. Anyway, I just wanted to tell everyone, I don't have any new information. I thought that the violence at the Capitol yesterday was more of a continuation of his presidency, honestly. I think the only thing I really want to add to what I've already seen covered is that this is George W. Bush's chickens coming home to roost. Ever since he stole that election by stopping the count in Florida, he sent Republican goons down there. They changed out of their suits and ties and they put on quote unquote regular man clothes and they intimidated the vote counters. And that's why he won. But he wouldn't have won otherwise because he never had a majority of either electoral college votes or popular votes. So he stole that one, which is why we let Trump steal his election, his first election. Honestly, the electoral college voting for him after 3 million people voted for his opponent, 3 million more people voted for his opponent than him, didn't make a lot of sense. So I just think that all of this can be traced back to, and on the floor last night of the Capitol, when they reconvened, some Democrats were saying, you know, we let you steal, even though we knew these election, the George W. Bush election was illegitimate, we let you steal it. And we were super nice about you stealing it. And we were super nice about you stealing the Trump election. And now, why did you have to be violent? And it's like, okay, so the Democrats know that they're letting the Republicans steal these elections. They know. They're complicit in it as well, in overturning the will of the people. Cool. I mean, people didn't vote for George W. Bush. People didn't vote for Trump in either election that they ran in. And we still let them be president for some fucking reason. I don't know why the Democrats are complicit in this. And I don't understand what. So are, when they said that, it just made me think, okay, well, so they're basically just like the same fucking party. If they are complicit, if they're going along with the Republicans stealing things, I mean, what's the difference? What's the functional difference between the two parties? So there's that. I was a little bit resentful having to watch Nicole Wallace last night pretend like she was super surprised at this outcome when she served under George W. Bush. She was part of the first steal. Why doesn't she think that this is a consequence of her actions beyond how she covers Trump? So that those are my political thoughts. My unpolitical thoughts, my reaction yesterday was hilarious to me. I took a nap. I couldn't handle it. It was also like my body was also tired, but I'm starting to realize that that is how I react to stress. Is I just go to sleep and hope it's over when I wake up. That's how I handled a lot of the riots. That's just my defense mechanism. And I just wanted to encourage anybody else out there who will also be sleeping through the revolution. You're not alone. I think of myself as a brave person and I can handle a lot of shit. I have gotten death threats. One person that I cared about tried to kill me once. I have suffered all kinds of abuse, like legit, like fucked up shit has happened to me. But still, my first reaction, my first instinct is to curl up into a ball and to try to be unconscious. So hopefully you out there are safe and sound. And if your first instinct is to do something less brave than doom scrolling through your Twitter feed or calling all your friends or, you know, boarding up your house or I don't even know. I don't know what the heroic reaction to something scary happening in your country but far away from you actually is. But I definitely don't have it. So, I just wanted to confess to everyone. That's my reaction. I told my sister, I told Joy, and she said, yeah, that's a huge surprise. I mean, yeah, I would have never guessed. And I was like, yeah, if somebody ever puts me in a concentration camp, then I guess I'm just going to end up like putting myself in a coma. And Joy was like, Oh, you know that you're going to get shot before the concentration camp, right? They probably won't keep you alive that long. You're not going to last for the concentration camp. You know that, right? And I was like, I was hoping that because I'm kind of disabled that I would go first. And she's like, don't worry, you totally will. And I was like, probably because my mouth, right? And she was like, yeah, definitely you're going to mouth off to somebody who's trying to arrest you and they will try to murder you. And I was like, thanks, it's nice to know that that's the way I'll go. Especially since apparently some really violent people want the pho and Antifa, the fascism and anti-fascism, to be part of our government. So good luck, everyone. I'm going to try and share my thoughts of the day again with you all. And I wish you all very happy vaginas.
Elisa Starr, Elisa Starr, rubber mouth, breathtaking, so bizarre.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.